And I color and I love on them.
So that's the thing.
What's special with the thing that you're talking to?
Evelyn.
Potency over effluent refluent waters.
We just got
no.
Really well, and I realized it's
late.
I
meant to be
crazy.
They
are
kind
and tranquil inscrutability of her
place.
Terribility and isolated dominant
splendid
probe.
They're zooming. They're figuring it out.
I like
omens of tempest and combat. Stimulation of the light.
And
emotion in the presence.
Is there my
ear? Her silence.
All right.
Her splendor invisible.
I haven't been in the band in 20 years.
I have a good community. I have a strong community.
Something someone
I have left brought to you. I have beautiful children. Smart.
So I'm very thankful
kind.
To the women
I have a
I've
loving
met
family.
Here
I have a large family. I have found and
right
built myself.
Why do you like books?
I'm doing a good work.
In
I'm making the work, the world a good place.
Super successful in that ability.
Thank you for calling the Radio Witch Moon Hotline. The hotline is now open for full moon messages of good news, things that are making you happy, gratitude, wins, and celebrations. What are you harvesting? What has come to fruition? The Radio Witch Moon Hotline is always open for positive messages, hope, inspiration, gratitude, good news, and wishes. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, Moon. This is Bill Smith.
Hello.
Usually,
this is Carolyn Gus in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. I would like to share a passage from Sylvia Plath's poem, The Moon and the Yew Tree,
relatives.
Which was written in October 1962.
My message to Moon is actually not my own, but James Joyce.
The Moon is my mother. She is not sweet like Mary.
Classic
her blue garments
Ulysses,
unloose small bats
which,
and owls.
Like most people, I haven't
how
read.
I would like to believe
anyways,
in tenderness.
This is a passage on
the
his
face
character,
of the effigy,
Leopold,
gentled by candle,
on the special
bending on me in
the
particular,
and
its mild eyes.
There it goes.
Thank you.
What special affinities appear to him to exist between the moon and women?
Here's
her antiquity in preceding and surviving succeeding terrillion generations.
Kent.
Her nocturnal dominance,
do you want to
her
come
satellitic
out play,
dependence,
Jane?
Her luminary reflection,
silver
her constancy under all her faces rising and setting by her point of times,
moon,
waxing
June,
and waning,
right.
Forcing variability of her aspect,
I have sung
her indeterminate response to inaffirmative interrogation,
but I will not subject
her potency over
onto you,
effluent and refluent waters,
you are an empty
her power to enamor, to mortify, to invest with beauty, to render insane.
Who are you?
To incite to and aid delinquency.
Your vibes keep our ties.
The tranquil inscrutability of her visage. The terribility of her isolated, dominant, resplendent,
proquitty.
Her torments of tempest and of calm.
Are
the stimulation of her light, her motion, and her presence, the admonition
Hopefully
of her craters,
her
arid seas, her silence,
you.
Her splendor, when visible, her attraction, when invisible.
This is Tony from Flagstaff, Arizona, wishing everyone a blessed Samhain. I am grateful for another new year and renewed hope for the future of our planet.
Hello to the moon.
I'd just like to read a quick poem by Wiccan author and high priestess Drina Dunwich called Spirits of the Shadow Season.
And the one that comes to mind is when I was
Spirits of the Shadow Season. Nightfall's Reiki Golden
September
Cloak,
of 1989.
Stones of Omen,
just
Dying
from
Smoke,
from the moon's lunar
Charms of Rowan,
still,
Thorn and
moon,
Oak,
moon rises at
Enchants by Candlelight
and I knew that if you stood at the end
Spirits
of the
Stone
Cloak leading up to the Stone Circle,
magic in all rhyme and reason,
edges of the Stone Circle.
Once again the veil grows thin,
moon rose up,
to let those
great,
on the outside
the most
in.
Experiences of my life.
Spectral shapes
put
and glow
my wife and I returned to Kalanish in
2015, sweet
and saw the sun rise out of
bleak embrace of dark
on the summer solstice.
Enchanted
and
by
a
mummer's dance.
Good luck to the moon.
Grinning gourds with faces
to come.
The glow.
Thank you very much.
Spiders
again,
spinning. Reap and sow.
Bye.
The turning of the wheel portends. A new life born from that which ends. Thanks.
Hey moon. How's it going? I just wanted to say that things have been really crazy these last few months, but now it's starting to feel like they're falling into place. So I thank you.
A home has come to fruition. We are
Hi there,
for
this is Sarah from Flagstaff, Arizona. I'm calling
you.
With gratitude
Goodbye.
For the earthworms in my new worm farm and all the microbes, insects, birds, and animals that keep our world healthy. Thanks.
Thank you for controlling the tide. I love you.
Thank you for being beautiful every single night. Love you, XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Hey, Radio Witch Hotline. I got good news. It snowed the other day, and it was amazing.
I'm grateful to be alive for another year and to get to see the leaves change color again.
Go on walks with my dog.
And to feel
the
wind get chilly
again.
It's always a special treat. And it
enjoy
brings me joy every
fall
year
and winter
that I get to
as
see it
much
happen.
As possible. That was my fun, good dude.
Hi, Moon. I just wanted to say thank you for being you and
I'm
being a constant state of something nice in my life, being something nice in my life. No matter how much you change, you still stay the same, fundamentally you. And I think that's a good reminder for us all. So thank you, Moon.
And I am so incredibly grateful to be able to be a parent. And even if it's a pretty crazy time right now, I still feel incredibly blessed to have a loving partner and an amazing child, even if
hi
he should
Moon.
Be asleep right now.
Hello?
And so they're just kind of looking up and loving it.
We said we were calling
Thanks
the radio witch,
space.
And then the little one who
Bye.
Loves the spookiest things and celebrates skeletons all the time and spent all night wearing a gladiator helmet. just ran away because the real magic is a little spooky.
Yeah.
Oh, he came back.
And how would you describe
with
yourself?
A gladiator helmet and a magic wand.
Full moon.
Sea blue.
Your full moon.
How do I parent right now?
I love to build with
Lego and whatever you like.
Oh, what a dear full moon. How do I parent right now? I parent by loving them.
And hang on.
By encouraging their imagination, even when they say, so the next thing I do is I open your guts up.
To be silly.
And I color.
Blah.
And I love on them.
I like pizza. And ice cream.
Hello, Radio Witch.
Bye bye. Can I also tell the Radio Witch that we're calling for?
What makes this night spooky?
That the lights are off and we lit some candles.
Yeah, and it is also close to Halloween. So we have bats in the window and all of these night creatures that we're celebrating and a pumpkin carving painting we did.
Halloween, which is on Saturday.
A pirate and a pirate. A human pirate.
That is
a very wonderful
spooky room. There's a full moon on Saturday, which is also Halloween.
So do you want me to tell that story about? Okay. So the pumpkin is on paper, and it's been painted a bright orange, and then painted on top of that with other spooky things. And outside of our house,
right,
is an actual physical pumpkin that's been painted on by the same artist.
Positivity of growth.
Pretty special and spooky.
Of things being
so that's something
right
we're harvesting you want to send to the spooky season, and our call to you, Radio Witch.
What makes you feel happy right now?
I'm also harvesting the benefits of building a strong community with my high school students over radio waves. I can't pause the call, honey. You can't pause the call. It's not a show. We're interacting. It is a letter of print with the phone number. Okay,
Yeah.
My students are brilliant. They're brilliant. Open. Shines through layers and layers of difficulty. They are positive. They are kind and compassionate. They are doing work. They're doing schoolwork. They're patient with me. They're so patient with me. And they're so smart. They're figuring this out way faster than we are. It's great. I'm grateful. I have so much gratitude for who they are becoming in this moment. Because they're my heroes right now. Anyhow.
That was a very special birthday. What else do you remember about that?
I have a good community. I have a strong community. I am blessed. I have beautiful children who are so smart and kind. I have a loving family. I have a large family. I have found and built myself. I'm doing good work.
Do you remember who made it for you?
I'm making the world a good place.
So what else is special about it besides the fact that Grandma made it?
That...
I would like to have a special island named after me, Mia Island, and I would like to go to it.
Remember what you decorated it with?
I would like to take Evelyn with me so that we can find
what you decorated with last year.
But then we have to go back home.
Hang out with our family.
That's what it was.
But giraffe, we can visit it because
elephant,
it's similar to Pirate Island.
Are you sure those animals? No, thank you.
And I think we could have a long, 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 long that has as much pumpy that could be all the way up to the sky.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Okay. What else do you want to tell the radio?
That's all I really can
say. No, I don't think that's all, Lady. Thank you for listening to us today. You want to say bye? Bye. Have a good day, Radio Witch. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, my name is Carolyn Gus in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. I actually left a message earlier today in which I read a short passage from Sylvia Plath's poem, the moon and the yew tree. I'd like to add that that passage, including the whole poem, but reminds me of the tarot card, the High Priestess, card number 2, which is a beautiful card in tarot.
I am thinking about
it is ruled by the moon.
Magician.
And is connected
the magician
also, of course,
is
to the moon card.
Manifest.
I often
he
call this card friend
channel,
to women, but indeed it's friend to everybody because
to
it connects
sky,
us to the deepest,
earth, and that brings
most mysterious side of ourselves.
Realm,
if we're willing to engage with the emotional,
emotional,
the unknown,
realm,
the intuitive,
we've
very
all had
powerful
a lot of
card
people in our lives in the past 6 months.
And a very
and
deep message she has
a lot of
to send, including her connection, as I said, to the lunar.
It's been hard to manifest.
So I just wanted to add that
when we can
in thinking about Sylvia Plath's
manifest and
poem,
ground, and
I was
maybe even make realities for ourselves that didn't seem
and if you're asking for
possible before.
I'm grateful
with our limitations,
for those things.
Maybe they can
for
become
poetry,
real now.
For the tarot,
the veil
for inspiration,
then.
For
and everything has changed.
Putting us deeper
so
and deeper
I kind of
into
see now
ourselves.
As a time when I can make huge change.
And I'll leave it at
we
that.
Could all make huge change.
Thank you very much.
And we're entering
goodbye.
The age of Aquarius, where we're also going to see more upheaval, more change. So hopefully it can be change for the good.
I would just like to say that always have hope because that's what I've been doing. I've been thinking really positively, and since I've been positive and doing good and giving out good, it's been coming right back to me.
I think that positive energy is a very important thing. Gratitude is very important
to my
spiritual well-being.
My
and
angels
one of the things I'm very grateful
have been
for that I belong to a spiritual fellowship
also.
That believes some of the same things that I
so
believe.
So I just like to say.
I believe that we're here to take care of each other.
It's good to stay
I
positive.
We're here to help each other. And I also think that the
good.
Common welfare should come first because our personal freedoms and liberty depend upon unity. I also try to look for the similarities in my fellow humans.
I'm honestly very thankful that I have such a cool, diverse family. Because without them,
we are the more alike
a crazy pandemic wouldn't be as nice and as fun.
Everybody
I'm
has
very
a right
thankful
to their own
and very blessed to have a new son coming along.
In this time right now of isolation, I've learned
and happy
that
and healthy
I'm not truly alone, even though I am by myself. I try to work on Sunday. That instead of being lonely. And I have this incredible fellowship that really helps me
and
on
my
path of
just are amazing.
Of serenity and
grateful
peace.
For. Grateful for magic.
I'm thinking a lot about self-compassion.
Magic in the world.
True kindness
and
to
magic.
Oneself in this moment. And
I'm grateful for patience.
What I've been trying to do over the past 6 months is
grateful for growing, even though it's uncomfortable to do it.
Fully
grateful for love.
Accept
I have a lot of
my
that.
Thoughts and my, I guess, flaws. And try to turn them into sort of stepping stones to
maybe
some sort of greater truth about how I can exist in the world. Understanding and accepting that there is hardship and pain, but that it doesn't have to be a defining feature of existence. It can just be.
Thank you for what you're doing.
It can be a moment. It can be
blessings
just an idea,
thank you.
And it doesn't have to linger.
Here are some good full moon vibrations for October 2020. Good gracious, I'm grateful for my new grand puppy. Happy, 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 constantly happy this dog is.
Ahoy, wise
so
moon!
Super fun to be around.
Harvesting joy
got
and gratitude
and grass.
Getting cozy
feel
for the winter.
Settled in my house.
Thank you for always being
it's
there to guide
time.
Us when we're
so,
lost.
Makes
as well as grabbing us
moon,
once we're
it?
Found.
Hello,
that's
Radio
all.
Witch Moon Hotline.
Oh!
This is Nathan from Asheville, and I wanted to leave a message of gratitude and thanks for my, I guess, my creative output. I'm very lucky in 2020 to
have
a chance
Beth,
to program
two
my own radio show. I'm allowed
to
communicate with
one
a lot of my favorite musicians locally
is,
and
I've
nationally
been writing
and internationally
poetry for
matter.
All
and
my life.
Program something that's really special.
And
it's based
this
on
past week, for the first time, I got close to the top in a national competition for a pair of my poems, which is really exciting to me. I qualified as a semifinalist.
Just consider yourself
and it makes me feel
that
my poems can reach out to many people, many different kinds of people, and speak and sing
and you can,
bring something important.
You're putting positive destiny.
I'm also
and,
working
and
on
that,
a COVID
and that is
coming
to
novel,
fruition.
The first
relax,
of three,
like,
I think.
The more
and I have
and
one
more,
day left
the more
to go on
the signals,
it. That's today,
up, that
and
I
recognize
will
be
and go, oh,
done.
Hey, wow, you know what?
I'm
that's
very excited
I
about
in my
it.
Private life and my creative life, whatever
title,
it might be.
The Queen
and so
of
in doing
Kingdom,
so, I created a show
but
called
I think it's
Lucid.
Going to change to either the Queen of Swords or
and I'm very thankful to the women well, at a local
I certainly am open to good vibrations.
Preschool that
taking the title, I know it's really important. But I definitely am feeling that full moon.
And I'm also thankful because in
Bye.
Doing that, I met a woman named Shirley King, who is the eldest daughter of blues royalty,
Hello,
Mr. B.B. King.
And
we hit it right off the
Whoa,
bat. We decided
what a
to
month
form a band.
It has
so
been. An
I've been
incredible
in a band
adventure
for years, and
so,
and really
so wonderful.
And
we are actually at the end of our third month of homeschooling Zephyr's time around, and it's been
so
such a beautiful adventure, and I'm almost kicking myself that we didn't start on this earlier, because it's been such a joy to get excited about learning and learn more about my kids in the process. Things, otherwise, like, I know the world is on fire, and I feel so, almost in a way, terrible about kind of feeling so joyful and lucky right now, but I do. I really do feel joyful and lucky, and I hope some of that luck spreads, because it is so painful looking outside the window and
right
seeing
now, I
so
am
many things that are important, compassion.
Standing
but
by a window,
a
and it's raining.
I
believe
hotline,
this is a
so
tropical storm.
I do want to say that I am grateful for the little bit of joy that I
sort.
Have, and I hope that
and
you all feel
I'm reflecting on how
you,
much has happened to bring me here, to bring me to this moment, and I feel an abundance of gratitude for the sorrow and the pain.
Hello,
and
Mr. Moon.
Ickiness.
So
that
good
has
to
helped
talk
me
to you.
To
I am
able to have perspective.
Fully grateful
right now.
For this year.
It's hard to look back sometimes.
Such
and it's
a
hard
dark
to remember
and sad
what
time.
Has been painful.
I have
and
made many
it's hard
accomplishes
to be in your life.
And
at the moment
this year
sometimes be reminded.
Going back to school. Furthering my education.
That really hurt. That really
starting
sucks.
A hobby
that
maybe one day will bring me.
Yet right now, as the harvest
moon
comes in, I'm really feeling the fullness
and
of
starting
those
a beautiful and loving relationship.
How
with
they
someone
shaped
that I care
me
about,
to be the woman I am today.
Becoming closer and more in tune with my friends
I would
and
never
myself
change
and my coworkers.
What had happened
in my life?
What happened?
I hope
may
that
happen.
This fall
that
I'm gonna
doesn't go the way I want to.
Thinking that it might be a dark time, I
because
hope
it all
that we can shed some light
shapes me
and
shapes
all become closer
and has
happier.
Brought me here. And hallelujah, it's good to be alive. It's good to be alive.
Hello, Radio Witch Moon Hotline.
What a Radio Witch.
This is Nathan Nashville, and I want to
positivity of growth.
Message
of things being happy right now.
Unless you have a question for me.
I guess my creative.
Okay,
I'll be so
happy right now. Very lucky in 2020. Yeah, so one thing we're harvesting is the fruition of your magic. Calling you Radio Witch.
Oh, my God. Taking a respite from
the beautiful Susie night. What makes this night so
beautiful? A
grateful
and it is so close to home. And back from the window.
Hello there, Radio.
I'm a
Goodbye.
Goodbye.